We are the Joe and Alex Show. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Tiger Woods, y'all. Let's kick it off with Tiger Woods. He wins the 2019 Masters. Tiger Woods completed pretty much an incredible career comeback Sunday by winning his fifth Masters and his first major tournament in nearly 11 years. Here's the final putt to seal the deal.
Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
Congratulations to Tiger Woods. Love the web world. Did you say you cried when you watched this?
I got so emotional. This is probably one of the greatest, like, spectacles of the entire sport to see Tiger Woods not only win another major, which so many people thought he was never going to do again, but to win another Masters. He hasn't won another Masters since 1997. It's been 22 years. He's the oldest person to ever win a Masters. He's second for all-time Masters wins, and also he's second now for all-time major wins. This was his 15th major, and he hasn't won a major in so long, in a Masters in so long. It was so emotional. He went and hugged his kids. I mean, I truly never thought I was going to see him, and I grew up, like, obsessing over Tiger Woods. Like, I wrote every, like, biography that I had to write on someone about Tiger Woods. I did so many reports on Tiger Woods. I did so many projects on Tiger Woods. Like, and my family loved Tiger Woods. I read books about Tiger Woods when I was a kid. Like, he was a huge deal to me.
Why did no one think he was going to win again? Has he just been sucking lately or what?
Yes, because he's had major, major back problems. So ever since the whole scandal happened and he was on all of these kinds of, like, painkillers and Xanax, all of these uppers and downers and stuff like that. And it's, like, been his back, and people are like, oh, well, is that really an excuse? He's just awful now. But then he had this, like, spinal transfusion.
Ooh.
And he's been good ever since then, and he's been better. You know, he hasn't been great, but he's been better, and people are like, you know, maybe he can do it. But they still were those doubters.
Wow.
And then he came back this year, and it was an incredible round of golf, because you never, watching it at any given point in time, anyone could have won. Like, you really had no idea throughout the day who was going to end up winning. And then it wasn't until, like, the last four holes or three holes that you're like, oh my gosh, Tiger's gonna do it.
I just love everybody jumping on board, like, yeah, Tiger, way to go. But before, they're like, you're a loser. You cheated on your wife because you're a sex addict. Oh, we're so happy for you. We were cheering. Real quick, let's see how good we are if we were in the gallery at golf. Everybody, can we do, like, our soft golf clap, like, when a nice shot happens? One, two, three. Wow, guys. Yeah!
Baba Booey!
We could have been there, guys. How about this? Here's a reason to cry. This guy was crying probably tears of joy. A gambler placed an $85,000 bet on Tiger Woods winning the Masters earlier in the week before they kicked off. 85 grand he was willing to bet, and there was a 14-1 odds. Well, the guy got the payout. He won over $1,190,000 because Tiger won the Masters.
That's amazing. Good for him.
I have a friend that won, I think, like, $1,800 or something. He put down $100 and he won like $1,400 or something, because it was like 14-1 odds.
Wouldn't it be nice to start doing that?
I was going to say, wouldn't it be nice to be like, oh, hey, Alex, I'm just going to drop like $50,000 on this bet. You know, no biggie. Parents using the Fisher-Price Rock and Play Sleeper for infants. We've been hearing about this for a while. There's finally a recall. You need to stop using it immediately, according to Consumer Reports. At least 32 babies have died while in the sleeper. And now Fisher-Price is finally recalling all 4.7 million models that are currently on the market. Not trying to keep you going with sad news, but did you hear what happened at the Mall of America?
Yes, this is so scary.
I haven't heard.
Okay, a 5-year-old was randomly tossed off a shopping mall balcony, and he's fighting for his life. A deranged man threw Landon Hoffman over the railing at the Mall of America. This happened on a Friday. They set up a GoFundMe campaign because this kid's just clinging to life, and if he does make it, it's going to be a lot of bills to try to get him through his medical stay. It's currently over $500,000, which is insane.
Oh, my gosh.
According to his family, he was enjoying a day at the Mall of America with his mom and a friend on Friday morning when a stranger maliciously grabbed him and threw him over the third-floor balcony for no apparent reason. The family doesn't know him and are completely completely clueless to why this monster would target their family with this terrible act of violence. The attacker was arrested for attempted murder. Now, he's a 24-year-old guy. He's a Minneapolis man. He was actually arrested back in 2015 at the mall for throwing debris from the mall balcony down there. But it's like, something's not right with this guy in the head. That makes no sense. And I swear to you, these are just stories that are in the news. I don't want to do another one, but did you see this sad news? It's another example of somebody trying to get that perfect photo. A student, is it at Fordham University? I couldn't go to
Fordham.
College. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Fordham.
Ford's a car, ham's something I like to eat.
Yeah,
Fordham.
Fordham. I'm pretty sure it's in New York City.
Fordham, whatever Liv said, University of New York City is dead after she fell 40 feet from the school's bell tower early Sunday morning.
Oh, my gosh.
She was trying to get a better view of the city skyline, and sources say she was posting to Instagram at the time.
Yikes.
Can we stop trying to get the perfect Instagram photos? This is so sad.
That's scary.
Crazy.
Her death, they say, comes just weeks before she was set to graduate.
No. Oh, my gosh. I just got goosebumps.
Can I give you some? Well, actually, this isn't good news either. Today's tax day. I apologize.
Oh,
this is the worst need-to-know news
Joe,
I've ever done. I said I'm sorry.
Let's talk about Tiger some more.
Okay, Tiger Woods. Here we go. I'll just play it for you.
Waited for years.
No, okay. No, today is tax day. Your taxes are due. If not, you better file an extension ASAP. But be aware of this. I'm going to call my grandma, actually. I'm going to text her because she's pretty savvy. Robocalls are at their highest, they say, today because a lot of people are uncertain. Porkchop had this the other day. You get calls about your taxes.
Like, oh, yeah.
Is your paperwork right? Oh, you didn't do this. And this is when people are likely to get scammed. They might be like, oh, hey, just real quick, you know, I'm from blah, blah, blah. Give me your social security numbers to verify something. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I didn't get my taxes done there.
Right.
So be aware of that. Also, how about good news? There's a bunch of deals going on today. There's some freebies. Not that many, but there's a lot of deals. I'll put them up at joeandalexshow.com so you can save some money and get some discounted food and drinks today. And how do we wrap this up today? Oh, how about my beard? Men with beards carry more germs in their facial hair than dogs.
I'm going to throw up.
Nasty.
That is so disgusting. And that's right by where you're eating food.
Researchers took swabs from the beards of 18 men and the necks of 30 dogs. They found all the beards men showed had bacteria counts that were very high, while only 23 out of the 30 dogs had high counts. So, okay, it's about neck and neck. Anywhere there's hair, there might
be
bacteria.
That's so gross.
And 7 men even had bacteria that posed a threat to human health.
Ew, God.
Now, to be fair, I'm not one of those guys.
I'm
not one of those guys that has that, because I shampoo and condition my beard. This baby is clean. You could eat off of it, okay?
No, that's so gross.
You don't know how I take care of my beard. You cannot judge me. But just a little fun fact out there. Beware of the beard.
And that's enough reason for you to shave your beard.
Yes.
No, it's not. Do you think it's where they came
out? You're putting us at threat.
Listen, I hate to break it to you, Liv, but my beard will never get near your face.
Well,
sorry,
no, but
sorry to let you down easy.
I can breathe in particles from it.
Hey, I breathe in one of your farts. I think we're all going to survive, okay? All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. Check out all those deals and the freebies and everything online at joeandalexshow.com.